Today is Thursday.
What are Thursdays?
Feeling frisky, especially on Thursdays.
Thursdays are for me.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
I can't work Thursdays.
When do you work?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
I'm a radio host.
I work at radio.
That's not a real job.
That's not a real job.
Radio people are the coolest.
We're mass communicating. All right, let's do this.
Now we begin.
All right, kids, it's showtime.
We mass communicating.
I can't work Thursdays.
You hear a new one every time we play that.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Sandy Show, wherever you are, however you're listening. We're glad that you're there, and we're glad that we're here. Welcome to the best part of our day. My name is Sandy. This is my beautiful wife. Her name's Trisha.
Hello, friends.
Although she looked more beautiful yesterday than she does today.
I know. I got to tell you, this video that we're doing it, you're in Sturgis, South Dakota. I'm in Austin, Texas, and doing it on video. I just slapped the most minor amount of makeup on yesterday. And when my face appeared on the video screen, you were like, whoa, wow. Yeah. Like I was going out or something. I didn't realize.
Did you take that as an insult or?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's an insult. I just didn't realize there was such a difference. A difference. I mean, it was just the most minor amount of makeup.
No, you just need a minor amount of makeup every day then. That's it.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Because you're so beautiful.
I radiate beauty.
You're mass communicating.
I'm mass communicating, people. I work at radio.
I'm radiating beauty today. Look out. Let's get started. Again, didn't forget today. I did a couple of times earlier this week with the first thing that made you laugh today. What is it?
All right. This might not support my radiating beauty, but being an adult has proven to be a lot more hair removal than I was prepared for. Dang. I don't understand why people start growing so much hair the older they get. It's something I'm a little worried about, like when I'm relying on others to take care of me later in life.
What are your problem areas, Trisha?
Oh, Sandy, you know, sometimes you get a tiny bit of a lady stash you got to take care of here and there. Everybody my age knows what I'm talking about. It's disturbing. I don't know why.
Yeah, guys, we get the ear hair, and I'm on it too. That and the crazy eyebrows. I will not be that person.
I need guys to take note of their nose hair too. Let's don't forget that area.
The ear, the one that just springs out of your ear is amazing. Like it's 4 inches long and you just notice it. It's like, how long's it been there? How did that happen?
How did I not feel it waving in the breeze?
Stay with us on the show today and its new time slot, the hit, the brand new bit, the hottest bit on the radio is Trisha's food news. We got that, all your fast food news that you need. Honestly, friends, a feature that I thought was stupid turns out is one of our most popular things. So Trisha's got that for us a little bit later on. Of course, we've got daily audio file, story we love, and more coming up. Hey, it's kind of nice to see that a building that's been around in Austin for over 100 years is just going to be renovated instead of knocked down and something else built there. Because there's a lot of that going on in Austin. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to know that Hotel Ella is going to undergo a major renovation with new rooms. They're going to have a fancy new restaurant and all that stuff. If you're not familiar with where Hotel Ella, it's 19th and Rio Grande. It's a beautiful, beautiful old hotel on a big lot. And I think it was someone's home before it was turned into this big hotel. Trisha, just so you can get your bearings on where it is, it's just up the street from Raising Cane's and Chick-fil-A. Off of MLK.
Those are not my landmarks. I don't know where those are on MLK. I know where all the other ones are, but I don't know those.
Oh, I thought sure you would know exactly where it is.
Did you know that Hotel Ella was named after Ella Newsom, who married Goodall Wooten? It's Hotel Ella. It's a person.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who are those two people?
Those are people who got married back in 1897, and they renovated the historic mansion.
just say they're people I just looked up, Trisha. Come on.
Well, I'm reading about them. I did just look them up.
You have no idea who those. You said it like everyone was supposed to know who those two people are.
Sandy, I'm a reporter, and I'm sorry, but my reporting instincts are kicking in. I did just look it up, but I didn't know it was named after an actual lady.
Mm-hmm. She must have been some kind of lady to get a hotel named after her. Mm-hmm. That's all they're going to have a fine dining restaurant, and they're adding, listen to this. I think this takes it out of boutique hotel status. They're adding 166 rooms. That's a lot.
Where are they adding those rooms? We've been to hotel. Where are they putting all those rooms?
I don't know. It's like we talked about before. It's like, how did they add another lane to Mopac? There didn't seem to be any room between the road that was there and the railroad track.
I know. They did. I don't know. I don't know what kind of wizardry that is that the Department of Transportation is able to do that. But yeah.
Well, just getting back to Hotel Ella, which Trisha told us so much about. Thanks again for those that pointer.
I can tell you more if you want me to.
Well, tell me a little bit then. Go right ahead.
Let's see here. She was a Renaissance woman with very refined taste and very ahead of her time, is what I also know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She was more than just a socialite, Sandy.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like it. She got a hotel named after her.
It sounds like I know this woman, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Renovations, they haven't said when they're going to get started on it, but that's a cool new thing to know that that old building's still going to be there. It's just going to be bigger and better. Hey, before you know it, football's going to be here in all of its sizes. I mean, from little guys to junior high, high school, college, all the way up professional football, we'll be get starting pretty soon. Something to keep an eye on. And I think everybody around Austin kind of keeps an eye on it, even if your kid doesn't go to school there. Westlake High has an opportunity to do something this football season that no other football team in the history of Texas high school football has ever done, and that is win 4 consecutive state championships. Think about that, Trisha. If you're a senior on that team, you will go your entire high school career winning a state championship. That's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. I mean, that's setting the bar very high. Wow.
That's no pressure. And new coach this year at Westlake High. Coach Dodd retired last year. So they have a new coach that the people that I've talked to that are kind of in the know in Westlake football said he's going to do a great job. He's going to be a great coach. He's been on the staff for quite a while. And I was indoctrinated to Westlake football last year. My buddy Moore, his kids went to school there. They're done there now, but he still follows it. And I went to 2 games last year when they beat the snot out of Lake Travis at Westlake Stadium. And then I went to the state championship game up at AT&T Stadium in Dallas when they won their 3rd consecutive state championship. So that's pretty exciting if you're a kid.
Oh, very exciting. And you don't think because he's the new coach, Salazar, was already on the team and that some of the familiar faces are still returning, you don't think there's going to be any slip in how well they do?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a well-oiled machine all the way from when they first start playing football all the way up through. They're all gearing up for Westlake High School football. But, I mean, my gosh, in the state of Texas, that's an amazing feat because there's so much good high school football. You know, I tell these kids around here, and you know, I've been in Sturgis, South Dakota all summer, and I tell them about what Texas high school football is like, and they're just flabbergasted to think that season tickets would sell out at a high school football game. They're like,
right,
really?
That it's such a big deal.
Yeah, we're lucky if we get 500 people at a high school football game. I said, you'll have 500 people at the pep rally. Are you kidding me?
Right. Have they never heard of that little TV show called Friday Night Lights? That's pretty much the epitome of Texas football.
Yeah, but most of these kids are too young. They were babies when that show came out. I mean, these are 16 year old kids. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And good luck to Westlake. Boy, it's easy to cheer against Westlake too. You know what I mean?
Because they are the ones on top.
Yeah. It's really easy to be a hater when it comes to Westlake football. But I mean, hell, they're going for 4 in a row. If you're one of those teams, try to be the one to knock them off. That's the only way to stop them from doing it. Beat them. Mm-hmm. That's it. This is the Sandy Show. We love hearing from you guys. We got some direct messages. We got some text messages. Heck, we even got an old school email that we're going to share with you. One of them has to do with a song that has caught on since we started playing it a couple of weeks ago, and it does get stuck in your head. That's coming up in just a sec. My name's Sandy. I'm the somewhat large, bald-headed guy with very fashionable new eyeglasses.
Yeah. You're still excited about your glasses, I see.
I get so many compliments on my glasses.
Really?
I really do. It's nice.
Okay, I'm glad. That's I think it's cute that you're so excited about your glasses. Are your eyes feeling less strained? Are you seeing more clearly?
I'm seeing, well, you know what's funny is, you know, I was all geeked up because these glasses have the blue light protection stuff on them from your computer screen that's most supposed to be easier on your retina. And I did a little research, and all the research says that the blue light thing is just a bunch of, it's a joke. It's a marketing thing.
It's a hoo-ha, a bunch of hoo-ha.
Exactly, a bunch of hoo-ha. Hey, here's a direct message we got on Instagram, which is at the Sandy Show Official. It says to you, Trisha, says, my mom used the ice cream truck trick on me when I was a kid. But when I saw my friends with bomb pops and ice cream sandwiches, I figured it out. Love you guys. That's from Katie.
Yeah, the trick that I heard it late in life, but I was like, whoever came up with that is a master. The trick is you tell your children if the ice cream truck goes by with the music playing, that means they're out of ice cream. It's so mean. But you know what? Sometimes as a parent, those are the kind of things you need to get you through. It just is.
Yeah, there's the little white lies that you can tell, and they can tell the little white lies. What did you always say? Our daughter's 13, but when kids eat free, she's 12.
Yeah, right? I want her to understand honesty, but I need her to know that when kids 12 eat free, she's 12.
Do you have a message?
Yeah, I got one from Vicky. It says, what was the song you played last week? Something about a baby brother plant? It was so cute. It's our propagating our propagating song.
There you go.
When you buy a little plant and it's doing great, you break off a piece and you propagate, you make another plant. Ooh, yeah, a baby brother plant.
A baby brother plant.
It is a cute little song, isn't it? I heard that song. Mm-hmm. I heard it on Instagram one day and sang it for the next 2 days straight.
Last message we got here. This one came via email. SandyShow@GoodMorningMeg says, 100% agree. If you're selling underpants online, something has gone horribly wrong in your life. Hashtag dirty draws. That came from Lacey. This is from yesterday's story about some exotic dancer from Las Vegas selling Prince Henry's underpants for when she partied with him, right?
Prince Harry, yeah. Back in 2012 when he had his infamous Sin City trip. Of fun and ended up getting naked. There are some pictures that came out. She claimed she was one of the strippers that was in the hotel room and she kept his panties for 10 years. First of all, And second of all, now she's selling them. Something's wrong in her world that she's selling panties. But here's what I want to know. How's she going to prove that they were his? Are they like embroidered with the royal insignia or something? How do we know? Maybe,
wouldn't it be funny if his name was on his underpants, like a little kid?
Yeah, written in the tag.
Exactly. Hey, feel free to write to us. We love hearing from you. Instagram is at The Sandy Show Official. Facebook at The Sandy Show Radio. It's the most popular feature on the show. It is for now. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I don't think your stories are ever going to run out because there's one thing for certain. The fast food industry, they're really good at inventing new food. So let's get into it. Here is T's Food News.
Thank you, Sandy, for the very nice introduction. Let's start with Wendy's. This is one that I actually can get on board with. Wendy's is adding French toast sticks to its menu, and it's its first non-savory breakfast item. All the rest of their items are super savory.
I don't know what savory means, I don't think.
Savory, meaning like meat, eggs, salt and pepper, savory, opposite of sweet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm going to be checking out some French toast sticks. Now we're going to go to Sonic. I think this is something, Sandy, you are going to like. For some reason, this sticks in my mind as something you've had before. Sonic is bringing back the pickle juice slushy.
Ooh, yeah.
You've had that before, right?
I have, and it's good, man. You should try it. It's sour, but it's good.
I know. Your love for a pickle. I swear. Mm-hmm. A pickle is a very secondary thought to me with any food items, but you get real excited about a pickle.
But wouldn't you be sad if your Chick-fil-A didn't have two pickles on it?
Yeah. I mean, when it's or on my burger, sure. But again, I don't need it on the side of my sandwich. I really don't. And I've said it before, a pickle can stand alone. It doesn't have to be on the side of something. It can stand alone in a slushy.
It can't stand alone as a meal, though. It's a nice little add-on to your sandwich. Pickle's good.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Okay. So there was a study that was done, and they came up with four restaurant chains with the most craveable menu items in America, according to customers. So these are the restaurant chains that have the most craveable food on them. The first one is Steak and Shake. They're milkshakes.
Okay.
Have you ever had one of those?
I have not, no.
No? Burgers at White Castle.
Ew.
Mm. Yeah, no?
I'm not a fan of them, no.
Oh, really? Ice cream at Baskin Robbins. I'm on board with that. I promise you I've had all 31 flavors. So I totally agree with that. And then here's a chain that I've never been to called Checkers and Rallies. The French fries at Checkers and Rallies. Apparently some of the most craveable French fries in the world, in the United States, I should say.
That's interesting that they broke it down into what's most craved, right?
Most, yeah. And I'd like it that they're kind of all bad for you. And finally, McDonald's. You said that people, the fast food industry is constantly thinking of new foods. McDonald's, I think, has hit the wall with it, because all they're doing is taking things people like off the menu, and then after a while, putting things people ask for back on the menu, which is what's happening right now. They're bringing back their bagel sandwiches, which were taken off the menu not too long ago. So they have a breakfast bagel sandwich, and then they have all kinds of like a steak bagel, all going back on the menu. They put out a Twitter question, and like 25,000 people asked for the bagel sandwiches to come back. I've never even had one.
I haven't either, but I don't think I'd ever eat a bagel from McDonald's, to tell you the truth.
I don't think I could do that either.
All right. Ready with your big sign off?
And as always, iced sugar cookies.
Trisha, let's do care.
Don't care.
Care, don't care to know what percentage of Americans can't keep a houseplant alive for 6 months. Just 6 months with a houseplant.
Oh, okay. Yes, I care, because that's sometimes me.
24% of Americans can't keep a houseplant alive for 6 months. It's kind of sad, really. Although I'm a very anti-houseplant person. I don't like plants in the house. It's weird to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why. Why do you hate a plant, Sandy?
I don't know, because I've changed. Because we used to have a whole lot of plants in the house. But then I kind of got to where I was like, there's kind of... I think it was that one restaurant that had such overgrown plants inside of their restaurant. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the one that's just down the street from us. It's not there anymore.
Right. It just creeped me out when I looked at it. It was just really weird.
Yeah. So, no, I think we just had one or two. They both died.
Yeah. 24% of you guys can't keep a household plant alive for 6 months. Trisha, care or don't care to know why a woman was arrested after a police officer looked into his rearview mirror, what he saw her doing that made him investigate?
Oh, yeah, I definitely care.
She was in the passenger seat of a car. She was twerking.
What? Mm-hmm. She got arrested for twerking in the passenger seat of her car.
You know how police officers, I think, oftentimes have that extra sense that something weird is going on.
Yeah, and
so he investigated, and he found out that they had a bottle of tequila right there between them. They got arrested.
Oh,
all because you couldn't control your twerking.
Right. Also, I can't imagine you can wear a seatbelt while you're twerking. So she did not click it. And I bet she got a ticket.
Oh, you know what? That would be a great slogan. Click it or ticket.
Trisha, it is the slogan.
Oh, I was kind of joking there. Trisha, would you care or don't care to know one of the five tricks to be the most attractive person in the room?
Yeah. Okay. I'll care about one.
One of them is to speak slowly. They say take lots of pauses when you talk. Rushing through your words makes you seem insecure. Taking your time makes you seem relaxed. And if I might add to that, don't laugh after everything that you say. That's something that drives me absolutely insane. And I've been around it a lot this summer. Just put it that way.
Have you? But also don't talk too slow. That's annoying too. When you're just like, feel like you have to pull it out of somebody.
Yeah, that's true. Trisha, that is care.
Don't care.